Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm very consistent. I'm a very stable genius.
I don't know about him.
Mark Cox joins us from the Mark Cox Morning Show weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. right here on 97.1. Mark, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. It's like watching a master chess player play checkers with a room full of people. They don't understand why they're getting beaten all the time. And every time he makes a move that confuses them, they claim that he blinked or... You know, he's not winning. And then in the end, he wins because they don't know how to negotiate it. And that's what it comes down to.
Well, you know, I'm curious to get your reaction to the delay of these tariffs with the China trade deal still in negotiation. And watching the market yesterday and watching the market today is quite a different scene. What are you feeling about President Trump, his efforts to get an equitable deal with China, especially given your background in the financial industry and seeing how these things work for the American people?
He's playing a tenuous game, and he understands that. But he also knows that if there's any short-term damage, the long-term gain could be immeasurable. I mean, that's the problem here, is that nobody takes a long view on these things. They're all complaining because the price of this went up a little bit or the price of that went up a little bit. We've been paying more than we should be paying for a long time. It's just that it's been masked by the fact that, that is as a country, but it's been masked by the fact that we've gotten some cheap Chinese imports, and we can go to Walmart and buy them at knockoff prices, but American manufacturers haven't been able to sell their goods over there, and therefore it's been costing us on the job front and otherwise economically. People don't seem to understand this. Here's what Trump is doing. He's dancing with China, and ultimately, Donald, the longer this drags on, the more it hurts China, and just the promise of these tariffs hitting at some point. Delaying this by 4 or 5 months doesn't mean anything in the long-term structure of the deal. And he realized maybe China came to him and said, you need to give us a couple of months breathing room here. We got problems in Hong Kong. We got people singing the national anthem for the United States in the middle of Hong Kong. We're willing to strike a deal with you, but we need to take care of a couple other things first. And maybe he backed off because he's a good negotiator.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it unfolds, and especially if he were to be able to get some type of deal done before the 2020 election, I think that would have massive impact on the markets, and people would definitely be able to feel that in a real personal way. But here's a clip from some Iowa farmers who are reacting on these tariffs, because the farmers have gotten hit more significantly than others.
Still supportive, because those Chinese have been screwing us for years and years. And it'll get straightened out, I'm certain.
It's pretty concise how he puts it there. We've been getting screwed by the Chinese for years, and he trusts that the president is doing what he needs to do to get it right.
Yeah, he's much more concise than I am on it, because he's been impacted by it, right?
Yeah.
And the farmers, you just have to call it the way it is. They've been taking it in the shorts for, 6, 8 months now, 12 months. But this is, again, it's short-term pain. Mm-hmm. And I truly believe. And here's the other thing about this. And the mainstream media is never going to give him credit for this. Donald Trump could go ahead and impose the tariffs on September 1st, just as he promised. But he's realized that that's not the best negotiating ploy at this point. If he was a politician, he would either put the tariffs in place as he promised on the 1st of September, or he would drop the threat altogether out of fear that it might hurt him politically. But he's not a politician. He's a negotiator, and he realizes that there's an ebb and flow in these negotiations. And just like the game Trump that Wiggins gave me from the DGS. If you look at his saying on the bottom of that, it says, it's not whether you win or lose, it's whether you win. That's what he cares about.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Let's shift gears here a little bit and talk a little bit about guns and how we are very politically inclined to pay attention to some gun violence and not others. Right now, there is a press conference being held in St. Louis about a 7-year-old boy who was shot and killed yesterday in North City. I took my children, my 7-year-old and her 2 siblings to school today. This 7-year-old boy is shot dead. Nobody is going to know about this. There's going to be another child. There's going to be another shooting. And it's going to continue to go on and on and on here in St. Louis. And this happens in Chicago and in inner cities and poverty-stricken areas all over the country. But we don't talk about that. We don't talk about the reasons why this violence is happening in these areas, and we don't talk about how to fix it. But the second that we have a mass shooting, it becomes, you know, the topic du jour for the next 5 days. And then there's the gun grab conversation that follows. What's wrong with our society that this 7-year-old boy lost his life yesterday in North City, and this isn't the lead story across the news channels today because there's gun violence involved in that?
Yeah, you know, the socioeconomic question never gets addressed because the liberal answer to that, the war on poverty, has been a dramatic failure. What it's led to is multiple generations now of people dependent on the government, not finding some relief from a government check each month. And you see it reflected in the society. You see it in Baltimore, Maryland, where we've had people on the street up there who've seen this in person. And Donald Trump was exactly right to call out the Representative Cummins up there on this. Mm-hmm. You've been in office for 40-plus years. Why is this worse now than it was when you took over? God knows if throwing money at a problem would fix it, Baltimore should be the shining city on the hill. But that hasn't happened. But the liberals can never acknowledge that, Annie, because if they do, it's an admission that their cure for everything, bigger government, is not the answer. We have to point our finger at something else. And right now it just happens to be rifles that are black and scary.
Yeah.
Not the fact that drug criminals are using any weapon they can get their hands on. And right now, it's stolen handguns to shoot at anybody they want to indiscriminately, and kids are paying the price for it.
Do you think the president is going to make headway on these issues in these poverty-stricken areas to bring the attention by making the comments like he did in Baltimore?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I think that the people that live there have to hear the truth. They have to know the truth in what he's saying, but they're scared because many of them are the victims of these policies. The only stream of income any of them have now is from the federal government. They're completely at the mercy of federal dollars coming into their city. We, you know, the liberals built that starting 70 years ago with the New Deal. They built that problem, and there's just no way to dismantle it. So I believe in my heart that people who live in the middle of it at some level understand it, but they feel helpless because their only option right now is either to go try to improve their lives by getting a job or just wait for the next check to land in the mailbox on the first of the month. And that's what many of them have been taught to default to. I don't know if he makes progress with them or not.
Well, I think being able to have the conversation is the starting point. And if he is able to have 4 more years in office, I think, especially when he doesn't have an election staring at him down the road, I don't even know what this guy will do in office. Well, he's done so much already in his first 3 years. I just like thinking about what could happen in those next 4
with,
or 5.
Sure. Yeah, with a strong headwind. I mean, think about that. Think about what he's gotten accomplished with that headwind. If he had just the slightest bit of help, what he might have been able to get accomplished. And I think, I'm sorry, but I think I just pointed to the very reason that the liberals cannot afford to help him, because he is proof that what they've been trying to do doesn't work.
Yep, completely. Mark Cox of the Mark Cox Morning Show, weekdays 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate taking some time out of your afternoon to talk with us.
You bet, Amy. Have a great day.
Yep, you as well.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.